moving right along, and again, I apologize that we're going at a frantic pace here. We will have time for questions before the call ends at 8:15 East Coast time, 5:15 Pacific. But now we have what I would say is an institution at the Reagan Speechwriters Conference, Mike Long, who is, many of you know who've been to the conference before, a frequent contributor. He ran a pre-conference workshop on Wednesday. I wasn't here for that, but spoke today on time management for speakers. And I do want him to also mention he's got an amazing weekly newsletter that I receive. So maybe you could tell people about that at some point as well.
Sure.
But Mike, what's been your impression this year of the conference? What words of wisdom?
The hallmark for me has been that this is a unique conference in the sense that, notice how I pile all those nothing words on up front? How about that? There's a speechwriter for you. The thing that's notable is that this is a year there was more focus on storytelling than any other year I've been here. In particular, there were three sessions about storytelling, about video, visual imagery, probably four if we stretch that definition just a little bit. And I did the first one of our conference, a pre-conference, and it was about storytelling, and it had some clever title about getting Indiana Jones out of a jam or something like that. And what I want to say about speechwriting, what I've said here and what I think ought to be said is that anybody who has read a children's book these days seems to consider himself an expert on storytelling. And you can find somebody who will charge you a couple of $1,000 to show up at your business and take your money and tell you that it's important to have a story. And that is pretty much as useless advice as you're ever going to get. Everybody says stories are important, stories touch us, stories carry everything. But you know, that's like saying, oh, well, you know, an engine is important to a car, you better get one with an engine. Oh, that engine counts. You know, if you want to build a car, you better know how to build an engine, or at least how to get one, okay? And if you're going to tell stories, you need to know how the things work. You need to know what the parts are. And that's what I stressed in my talk, so I'll give you sort of the nickel tour here. The key to understanding story, the key to constructing story, is that story is nothing but tension followed by release. And that's it. If you say, I walked to the store, that ain't no story, okay? But if I went to the store and the store was closed and I had to go to another store and that store was closed, now that's very rudimentary conflict. That's very rudimentary tension. But it is tension nonetheless. And it's something that people will listen to far more readily and attractively than they will simply by saying, let me describe the textures and emotions and feelings and things that I saw on the way to the store. It's the difference between conflict and texture, okay? It's the difference between action, interaction, conflict versus description, okay? A lot of people mistake stories for, here's something, I write a fair amount of fiction and sometimes on purpose. I write a fair amount of fiction, and one of the things that I get from people when I talk to them about it is they say, you know what, you ought to write a show about our office. Everybody there is crazy, and they think they have a story, and they don't. Everybody being crazy is not a story. That's just a description of what's going on. If, say, everybody's crazy, but the boss is constantly trying to sell the company out from under them, or the boss is showing up with an embarrassing guest or an embarrassing accent of some kind, that's a conflict, and that has to be resolved. And that is the heart of story, and that's what so many people seem to lack. Once you know that, everything else falls into place. The idea of characterization, of description, of setting, situation, all that stuff is what I call ornament that hangs off of the story. But until you have conflict and resolution, or tension and release, as I say, you do not have a story. But understanding that, you're capable of writing one. I did a session about time management as well. And a lot of that boils down to working more efficiently. I'll just give you a few tips that I gave from there. One is something that I think you might find unusual. I know I have a lot of Silicon Valley people here, so I feel a little at loose ends talking about technology. But I find that if I'm going to work for an hour, a lot of times I'll get maybe 20 solid minutes out of that hour, and the rest of the time I'm looking out the window and eating bananas or whatever. So what I like to do is set a timer, an online timer, for 10 minutes. And I say, for these 10 minutes, I'm going to work my ass off. And then I do that for 10 minutes. When the clock goes off, I either set it for another 10 minutes, working intensely with no distractions, or I take a break for a couple of minutes. In this way, I squeeze so many more working minutes out of an hour just by setting a timer. You do it with an egg timer, for Pete's sake. Anything works. That's one way that I've found to conserve time. I gave about 37 different tips. Let me give you just a couple of more in the realm of efficiency. One is what I call the font point trick. Called that because it's about the fonts and the points. After you've read something, you need to revise it. Not just edit or proof, but to truly revise it. I suggest taking the thing in its original form, highlighting the whole document, and changing the point size. Changing the font, too, if you like. What happens when you do that is a couple of things, but mainly, the physical ends of lines now occur in new places. This is going to make it read much differently in an emotional sense. May not sound kosher to you at first. Just try it. Trust me. If it doesn't work, send me an email. I'll send you your money back, okay? It's quite powerful. I can tell you an example. If you've ever written a book, written a magazine, you look at the galleys. I just finished ghosting a book 2 weeks ago, and I saw the final copy yesterday, which was, I guess, Wednesday. And when I looked at this thing, I had been back and forth looking at galleys, and I had some great doubts here and there. But when I saw it in the book, the whole thing changed. Like, oh my, this looks different. The things that look bad don't look bad anymore. Conversely, after I'd written the thing and I looked at it in galleys, the galleys revealed all sorts of accidents and mistakes to me that I wish I'd caught. The act of physical engagement with text, with print, has a bracing effect on the way you interpret that text. So there are a couple of things right there for time management. I'll wrap up by saying, if you'd like to hear a little more from me, I'll give my shameless plug here. If you go to my website and sign up, it's somikesaid.com, and you press on the Want More button up there at the top, you'll get a newsletter. It's free. It's usually accurate and occasionally useful. And it has, I guess what I am known for at Reagan is I'm the guy who says what's on his mind and is not too worried about whether he gets asked back next year. So if you like that kind of approach to things, I hope you'll sign up for my newsletter. I'm just grateful to get to do something with Ian, who is they talk about Jerry Tarver being the dean, a speechwriter, but Ian is the guy who always does stuff for speechwriters. If you need some attention, if you need some promotion, Ian's always there. So this is a cool conference, and Ian is the man behind right so much.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yeah, and I would say that newsletter, you know, I get so much, I don't know what they call it. They call it not spam, it's called bacon, stuff you sign up for that you never read. I heard that one. And just two or three newsletters I always open. I think yours comes out on Friday.
That's right. It'll be out in just a few hours, actually.
I always...
Still time to sign up.
And the only beef I've got, but apparently you have method in your manners, is there's no archive of them because you want to put them in a book at some
point. There's going to be a book at the end of the year. Yes.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.